Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Another great discovery for our adventure in creation today is a very close look at the apple. Proverbs 25:11, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Apples are just so delicious, sweet, sharp, tangy. What is your favorite kind? There's a beautiful apple tree on my property whose flowers, if not frozen this early May, will develop into sweet, small, late maturing apples. Deer, birds, even a baby blue heron and bear love this tree. I thank God for this beautiful tree as I watch it every season. Today, in mid-May, the buds are turning into apples. Last week, it was covered in precious white with pink flowers. When apples ripen, there is a surprise found inside. If cut through instead of in slices, you can see the seeds in the shape of a star. Remember the special star found in Numbers 24:17? A star will come out of Jacob. That prophecy was foretold by Balaam, and Jesus is the star. But a special star led the wise men to him, that baby redeemer. They knew exactly who he was, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah. When you cut an apple through the middle in rings instead of slices, the star shapes are there by the seeds, reflecting a very important star. Thank you, Jesus, for your apples. So good, so tasty, and so healthy. The precious gem inside, the seeds in the shape of a star, remind us of your gleaming, glowing, brilliant star, announcing where you were born. What a joy to be reminded when we cut into those yummy apples. Thank you for your designs of creation. Throughout the whole world, we are loved, and your love is shown through your artwork and your creation. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.